Welcome once again to Devotional. This is Pastor Ariel, and in this episode, we will continue in the series on testimonies from El Salvador. I am confident these stories will be a blessing for you.
We are now at lunch back at ECAS, and I am sitting with two friends of mine from Oakwood and from the village. I have Addison and Sam with me. Sam, I'm going to let you finish swallowing that sandwich, so I'll start with Addison. Addison, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Berrien Springs, Michigan, and I go to Andrews University.
How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
You're going to college already?
Yes, I'm a sophomore in college.
You got good grades.
So yes. So far.
Awesome. What are you taking?
I'm going to be a teacher for a high school.
High school teacher. Awesome, brother. Now, is this your first mission trip?
This is technically, yes, my first mission trip.
Untechnically?
I've been to Israel before this on a mission trip sort of thing.
All right, Israel.
Yes.
Damn, brother. Awesome. So I kind of told you guys, I want to ask you, what has been like the highlight, some of the highlights at least that you've had while you've been here in El Salvador?
Well, when we got here on Friday night, and Colton and I on Saturday went and dedicated a church with Pastor Joe. And that was really awesome. We got to talk up front for a little bit, tell them why we came and what we're here for. And they were also thankful and so kind to us. It was awesome.
You speak Spanish?
I do not.
Oh, you had a translator?
We had a translator.
Oh, Addison, brother. I was like, whoa. Brothers packed and ready for a mission work.
I wish. It's a work in progress.
All right, so you guys were able to dedicate a church.
Yes.
Is this a church that the village church sponsored? Or
I don't believe so.
Yeah.
Was it?
It was a village church.
Okay, so it was sponsored by village church, according to Sam.
Okay. Anything else that has transpired during the week that has touched your heart?
The whole week has really been a blessing. Building the church was a really good time. Mixing mortar was maybe not the best time of it, but seeing everybody work together and everybody working hard and things coming together was really nice to see.
You know how to lay block?
I do not. I was mixing mortar the whole time.
Oh, wow. So this is like your first time doing this kind of stuff?
Yes, sir.
You've never done any kind of like banging with a nail, hammer, or?
Well, I work construction with Colton and Corey.
Oh.
And timber framing and all that. But it's a little bit different. And it's really hot here.
Yes, it is. Let me ask you, if there was a 20-year-old that was thinking about maybe coming out to do this mission work, but they had doubts, uncertainties as to whether this was something they should be doing, what are some things that helped you take this step of saying, I'm a busy guy, I'm in college, I'm broke, but I'm still going to go ahead and do this? What prompted you to be here?
Well, I can relate to being broke and being busy, because the day I get back, I'm getting back at like 2 a.m. and I have a test at 8 a.m. the next day, the same day. But really, you just got to step out of your comfort zone and try to make an impact in people's lives. And the more you do that, the more you'll realize it's actually fun and you're bringing people towards Christ.
So you said comfort, but in the context of discomfort, what has motivated you, Addison, to make your life a bit uncomfortable and a bit cooler than it already is?
Well, God calls us to go out and make disciples for Him. And you're not going to do that just sitting at home.
I sincerely hope you received a special blessing from today's episode on Devotional. I pray it has inspired you to turn the study of God's Word into a daily habit, as well as using the study tool of our Sabbath School lesson. If you haven't yet subscribed on iTunes or whichever platform you listen in, would you please do so now? This way, you will be notified each time I publish a new episode. It would also mean a lot to me if you would leave a rating and a review of this podcast. You doing this will help others discover this spiritual resource. I would really appreciate this. I would love for you to connect with me through my Facebook page, Devotional Podcast. There's a link in the show's description that will take you there. I will regularly post additional resources there as well. It would be so good to hear what you like and what I could do to make this podcast a bigger blessing for you. Lastly, would you consider making a monthly 99-cent contribution to this podcast? It would help offset the long-term cost of producing each episode. Thanks again for listening. Look forward to our next time together in the next episode of Devotional. Until then, This is Pastor Ariel inviting you to devote all you are and all you have to our Lord Jesus Christ.